everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Gym Fear Podcast, and I'm out of it, man. I'm fucking zonked. And the bad part is, I know exactly how it happened. See, some of you, if you've been following along, playing along at home, know that I recently got an actual job, like a job. It's pretty labor intensive, and I'm on my feet a lot. Now, previously, for the past like 6 years, something like that, I'd been going to college, and I hadn't been doing much heavy lifting, much heavy walking, so my feet were hurting pretty bad. Because I'd have to spend like 8 hours a day just kind of standing up and walking around. You know, lifting heavy objects and moving them places. So at first, I was popping goody powders like they were pixie sticks. Just like every couple of hours, I would just down another goody powder. And I didn't have time for that shit where you put it in a glass of water and you swirl it around and then you take a drink. No, I just dump the goody powder in my mouth and then, you know, rinse my mouth out with water and just drink it down. I didn't have time for that mixing shit. I needed the relief now. But, I talked to my brother about it, and he was like, oh no, the problem is that your feet are swelling. Your feet are swelling, and they're inflamed, that's why they hurt. Sorry, my cat's playing with her toys right now. Of course, like, she's been quiet for the past, like, 2 hours, and as soon as I start recording a fucking podcast, she has to wig out and start playing with her little catnip mouse that has a rattle in it. But anyway, my brother's like, you know, oh, your feet are swelling. So you need anti-inflammatory medicine. You need to go take ibuprofen. Take you some ibuprofen and you'll be good. So I started taking ibuprofen. And I figured it would be a good idea to alternate the ibuprofen with the aspirin that I was taking. So that's what I did. I alternated the ibuprofen and the aspirin, and I've been on both of those for like a month. Just to help me get through my shifts at work. So about 2 weeks ago or so, I got, it started raining pretty bad. It was a pretty bad thunderstorm. And it was muggy inside, as it always is where I live. My entire state's a fucking swamp. So whenever it rains, it just gets, like, foggy and muggy around here. That's it. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of fucking February. It gets foggy and muggy. So, I take off my hoodie, as you do when the humidity is fucking 80. Turned out that was a bad idea, and I got sick. And that's why I've been uploading holders for like, what is it, 3 weeks now? No, so it would be 2 weeks ago. So I've been having colds for like 3 weeks now. Yeah, 3 weeks. Fuck, man. But yeah, Tuesday, it was over and done. I was over it. I just had a little bit of the sniffles. I was fine. I was getting over my cold. Everything was good. Then it rained again. And this was a really bad, like, thunder and lightning. It was horrible. Really bad storm. So I took off my hoodie again while I was at work. And I got sick again. Like, that night I got home and I just had the most horrible set of chills I've had in years. I was just sitting there, like, under covers, in my robe, wrapped up as tight as I could, just a-shivering. And I realized, oh, fuck, I'm getting sick again. So I did some research. And it turns out that ibuprofen lowers your immune system. And what's my dumbass been doing for a month straight, maybe more? Taking ibuprofen. Yeah. I'm a smart one. You can tell. I'm a fucking retard. I didn't do my research, and now my immune system's absolutely gone to shit. So I've been looking up, like, immune-boosting foods, and I've been eating a lot of oranges, and stuff like that. I'm trying to get better. Because this kind of shit right here, this is nothing. I can, well, I mean, you know, I can sit here and talk for however long, and I can space it out, which you guys don't have to deal with, because I cut out the most of the silences. And the yawns, and the ums and ahs, and shit like that. But as long as I take it slow, I don't strain my voice too hard. But if I actually tried to voice act in this state, it would be fucking horrible. Like, my entire nasal passages are just blocked. It just wouldn't work. And I gotta stop taking the ibuprofen, because I need my immune system to get better so that I can fend off colds in the future. And that's fun, let me tell you. Also, I'm not drinking tonight. I can't drink, because drinking, it also fucks with your immune system, and it doesn't, you heal faster if you don't drink and you don't smoke. And I'm kind of breaking that by smoking, but goddamn, I need something to take my mind off of this shit. So yeah, it's been a kind of shitty past 3 weeks or so. I've just been sick for the better part of a fucking month. And I didn't get time off from work. I have to go in and I have to work my fucking 8 or 9 hour shift. Just sick as a dog. Feeling absolutely fucking wretched. But it's okay. I'll get better eventually. And I'll be able to actually do proper narrations, because I'm as sick of uploading holders as you guys probably are of hearing them. So I'm looking to get into some other shit and narrate some other stuff. I want to do more with the audiobooks. I want to release like 2 of those a week, because I would like to get through like more than 1 book every 3 or 4 months. But I, like, with my fucking head all fucked up and my throat all fucked up, like, you could probably hear it in my voice right now while I'm talking. I'm all fucked up. And I don't want to put too much strain on my vocal cords. Sorry. There's a 6-pack of Rolling Rock over there that I'm eyeing, and I want one, but I can't drink. I'm so pissed off about that. But it'll be all right. On the bright side, I got some video games played. And this is one of my problems with Warhammer and Warhammer 40K games. The only Warhammer game that I've really played is Vermintide. Yeah, well, no, I have that one. No, I was playing Mordheim City of the Damned, which is a great game. If you don't mind that it's slow, it's got really cool animations and everything, though. It's a pretty well detailed game. The loading times take for fucking ever, but it's a good game. And like I played Skaven and stuff like that, so I'm not sure how it works out for the humans and the dwarves or whatever. There are 4 playable races or factions in this game, and I saw that they had Skaven, and I was just like, alright, fuck everybody else, I don't care about them. I want to play the rat people. And, like, some of the Skaven, like, get their arms cut off and their legs cut off, and they get, like, peg legs, and their, like, bones sticking out of their, like, elbow sockets and shit like that. It's pretty neat, but it is slow, and, like, The only 40K games that I've played that were actually fast are, there's Eternal Crusade, which I don't know if they're still doing the open beta on that, but, that's kind of an MMO, and Dawn of War 2 Retribution, That one's really fast. That one was a lot faster than I was expecting. Because it's a turn-based strategy game. But it's kind of like XCOM, so it's squad-based. And it's really, really fast. Like, there are certain levels where you literally have to race around the map and just ignore enemies so that you can get to the next objective point before you get your shit pushed in. The Dawn of War games are kind of slow, but they're kind of meant to be because they're more classic real-time strategy games, which are fucking amazing games. Dawn of War, Dark Crusade, Soulstorm, and Winter Assault, highly, highly recommended. Awesome strategy games. Absolutely fucking brilliant. But I started playing, like, Death Watch the other day, and it's an alright game. Like, it's pretty fully animated, and all of the character models are really well detailed and everything like that. It's just ridiculously slow. Like, it takes forever to do any fucking thing in that game. And, like, it's not quite as bad as Mordheim, because Mordheim is the type of game where you gotta have, like, 4 hours if you want to play a good couple levels in Mordheim. You gotta set aside time for that game. But, Death Watch, Enhanced Edition. It's like Tyranid Invasion or something like that. It's pretty cool. It's just really, really... I wish it were faster. That's my only real complaint with that. It's even got parts where you get into certain levels, like in the second part of the campaign, where they'll snark off, because I've got a Space Wolf and a bunch of Ultramarines in my squad. And the Space Wolf's like, oh, thank God there aren't any Dark Angels. Those motherfuckers are traitors. And one of the Ultramarines is like, you are better be glad that there aren't any actual Dark Angels here, because they would kill you for saying that. And the Space Wolf's like, they would try. But yeah, the Death Watch is one of the coolest things in 40K. It's the Space Marine Special Forces. So it's squads of Marines that are pulled from all different chapters and legions. So you could have, like, Dark Angels, Ultramarines, Salamanders, White Scars, who the fuck else? Space Wolves, and, like, you get one from each faction, and you've got a Death Watch team, a Death Watch kill team. And they basically go and do, like, not necessarily secret shit, but... like, missions where you gotta have a very specialized strike force to kind of spear tip things. So it's a really cool concept for a 40K game. It's just, it's like, not quite like playing chess. It's like Space Hulk. Space Hulk is another one of those really fucking sucky 40K games. It's horrible, it's slow, the dice rolls hate you, everything's fucking terrible about that game. It's literally a port of a board game, and they kept it as close to the board game as possible, which should tell you everything you need to know about Space Hulk. Don't bother playing Space Hulk. If you want really good 40K games, the Dawn of War games are good. Dawn of War 2 games are pretty okay. They're more squad-based than having, like, building up an actual army or anything. Space Marine is amazing. It's great. If you want to know what it feels like to actually get put in the boots of the Emperor's Finest, then get Space Marine. Space Marine is a bomb fucking game. I have no idea why I'm going on about this. Honestly, I didn't have a topic for tonight's podcast. None of that. I had nothing. So I just turned it on and started talking. and I fall back on nerd shit like I always fucking do. But yeah, I finally got caught up on Welcome to Night Vale. And I'm steadily getting caught up on the Thrilling Adventure Hour. If you guys are interested in Laughably Dapper and you're kind of wondering what it's gonna kind of be like, kind of get an idea, go listen to Thrilling Adventure Hour. It's an awesome podcast. It's fucking hysterical. I absolutely love the Thrilling Adventure Hour. They've got a bunch of different skits that they do, like Captain Laserbeam and Beyond Belief and... what was it? Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! And they get all kinds of special guests and everything, like I think Paul F. Tompkins and John DiMaggio. Just, like, so many fucking famous voice actors and actual actors come on to Thrilling Adventure Hour and do, like, bit parts or recurring villains and stuff like that. It's fucking great. They even got Neil Patrick Harris one time, and I think Nathan Fillion has done a couple of voices for him. It's awesome. And it's recorded in front of a live studio, well, not studio audience. They do it in a theater, and then they record it and put it out as a podcast. But yeah, it's awesome. I highly recommend that one. I don't know. I'm sorry this is kind of a lackluster podcast this time, guys. I am sick as a dog, and I feel like shit. So this is why I didn't want to actually voice act, because I knew it would just suck. I just cut that off at the fucking pass. It's just going to be terrible. I'm not even going to get involved. Like, and Doom, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that I got fucking sick again, because I'm a motherfucking idiot, and I didn't do my research on ibuprofen before I started taking it for a fucking month straight. So, I'm the one holding up the fucking works now, because I'm sick as a fucking dog, and I don't know. I fucking hate it. But... let's see, what else can I talk about? I gotta talk some kind of shit. I gotta keep this going for... oh god, I'm only 18 minutes in and my brain has already quit. Fuck. There has to be something. Let's check Twitter. Twitter's just talking about... was there a debate tonight? I'm recording this Thursday. Was there a fucking GOP debate tonight? It looks like... it looked like everybody on my fucking Twitter feed is just talking about, like, the GOP debate. Hashtag GOP debate. What will Trump do? I don't know. They had primaries, like, last week. And I went and voted. And my state, they would only let you vote in one or the other. And because I hate Hillary and Bernie, I voted in the Republican primary. And let me be perfectly fucking clear here. I hate everybody who's running. And this isn't like a superiority thing. Oh, I want to stand in the middle and look down on the plebs who actually took a side. No. I would prefer to take a side. I hate that whole, oh, I'm just going to stand in the middle. And this is why I don't call myself an egalitarian. I'm not an egalitarian. I think egalitarianism is silly in the vast majority of respects. Like, practical-wise. Like, be egalitarian in philosophy, but practical in action. You know what I mean? Like, ostensibly, I think that women should be allowed every opportunity that men have, except military combat roles. I don't think women should be allowed into combat roles because people's lives are on the line and women are inferior soldiers. That's not my bias against women. I'm not hating on women. That's fucking biology. They've done studies on this, and all male squads outperform mixed and all female squads 100% of the time. It's ridiculous. Men are better soldiers than women. But there's plenty of support jobs that women could do, and probably do it better than men. I don't know if there's been any studies on that type of shit. So, I mean, like, with regards to the vast majority of stuff, I'm pretty egalitarian. I think that women should be allowed to do pretty much whatever they want. Except for that, because that will cost lives. And our military will run more efficiently with men in combat roles and women in support roles. That's just kind of the way it is. So I voted in the Republican primary. And I hate all of these people. I'm not one of those people who likes to sit in the middle and point and laugh at both sides. But at this point in the presidential campaign, I can't really fucking help it. Both sides are so glaringly bad and stupid and wrong that the only reason I voted in the Republican primary is because I hate both of the Democrats, but at least the Republicans have a couple of people who pretend to care about the Constitution. They pretend to care. And that's better than Hillary and Bernie. Bernie just doesn't give a fuck. Neither does Hillary. Neither of them care. And I really, really fucking hate that. They pull that gun-grabbing shit. I mean, Hillary Clinton is a fucking felon. She should be in prison, in federal fucking prison right now. Hillary Clinton is a monstrous human being. Bernie Sanders is stupid. Like, I think he's a well-meaning old guy, but he's just a fucking idiot. Like, none of his plans are feasible. And if he gets into office, the House and the Senate, and Congress, for that matter, aren't going to let him get 75% of what he wants to get done. It's just not going to happen. We're going to have a Democrat president in that case if Bernie gets elected. We're going to have a Democrat president and a Republican everything else. I mean, at least it's getting more young people into it. I don't understand how Bernie Sanders can look at literally every single other gigantic social experiment in socialism that is every single country that has adopted a pure socialist governing method and think, yeah, they fucked it up every single time. Every single time it is fucked up and it has become this monstrous, overgrown, totalitarian state. But we'll do it right. No, you're not gonna do it right. You're going to fuck up again. The track record is more than long enough for us to understand that full socialism, full-blown socialism, does not fucking work. It doesn't. It never has, and it never will. The best is a mix of capitalism and socialism. You have socialistic elements like government care of roads, education, things like that, and you let the free market be the fucking free market, and you try to keep your taxes low. I don't know. I just really hate Bernie. And I don't worry, guys. I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not that much of a troll. I will troll people occasionally, but I didn't vote for Trump. This is more serious than that. I hate Trump, and I voted for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is who I voted for, because I've heard some good things about him. About how he's a constitutional conservative. And I'm really big on the Constitution. The Constitution's kind of fucking important. Especially with all of these people coming around here and trying to stand on the bodies of the slaughtered and use every single gun death in the United States, especially standing on the backs of dead children to push gun grabs. And federal mandated confiscation and shit like that. And it's like those people think we're fucking stupid or something. They'll come here, like, talking out of both sides of their mouth. Like, oh no, we don't want to take your guns. We don't want to take your guns. But just look at what happened in Australia. Look at what happened in Great Britain. Look at what happened in all of these countries where they disarmed the private citizenry and forcefully confiscated their weaponry. But we don't want to do that to you. Just look at these countries where, you know, we want to be like. And see how good our ideas are. It's like, you lying motherfucker. You think we're fucking stupid, don't you? Anyway. Yeah, the Constitution is kind of important to me, especially with all of the gun-grabbing attempts going on and all of the assholes, just the unmitigated assholery of all of these people trying to abrogate freedom of speech, trying to get rid of freedom of speech. It's kind of important to me that the First and Second Amendments stay intact. You know what I mean? And I know they're not going to if one of the Democrats gets in. No, they're not going to. Especially with socialism, the way socialism works, the way it's worked every single country it's ever been tried on a mass scale, and just the way Hillary supports fucking feminism. Like, there's no other ideology at this point in America that is so anti-free speech as feminism. She's trying to court the young kids. She thinks that feminism is the in thing right now, and that's what she's trying to do. I hate them both. So I voted for a Republican who's not Donald Trump because I hate Donald Trump. I think that the rest of the Republican candidates are kind of sad and only slightly less dangerous than Trump. And Trump is only slightly less dangerous than Sanders and Clinton. So I voted for Cruz. That was how I fucking went with it. I felt dirty leaving the voting booth. I really did. But a country run by that fucking nutbar Sanders, or that fucking criminal Clinton, or that officious orange piece of shit Trump, just terrifies the shit out of me, man. And not because, oh, Trump's gonna deport all the Mexicans or anything like that. Trump's just full of himself. He's a liar. He's telling people what they want to hear. He's, like, it's been exposed. There's video. You can see video of him however many fucking years ago talking about how he supports, like, partial birth abortions. And I'm pro-choice, but partial birth abortion, that's some serious shit, man. Like, I'm generally not for third trimester abortions. If you don't know whether or not you want the kid by the third trimester, too fucking late, bitch, is my opinion on that. You should be able to make that decision well before you hit your third trimester. You've got fucking 6 months there to figure it out. Get rid of it before then. Or just keep the fucking thing and then give it up for adoption, or use one of the Baby Moses, laws. But, I mean, Trump is just telling people what they want to hear. Like, he even pulled that shit the other night, it was like a week ago or something like that, with the whole Israel thing where he dodged that question on Israel, and he pulled the crowd, and because the crowd was kind of lukewarm, he just remained neutral. Like, what the fuck, dude? Grow a sack! Pick one! You fucking pussy! Yeah, Trump is incompetent. He's a blowhard. He's a liar and he's a blowhard. Clinton is a criminal. Sanders is a fucking crazy old man. The only guys left are Robot Rubio, Ted Cruz, and, well, there was Jeb Bush, but now, what was it Mr. Medeker said on Twitter? We're going to hear a news report of a man filling his pockets with with tiny turtles and wandering into the ocean to drown himself. Poor Jeb, man. I legitimately feel bad for Jeb Bush. You know what I mean? Like, he was like that retarded kid on the football team, where his mama was like, oh no, you'll totally be a champion, baby, and nobody else had the heart to tell him, look, you need to quit. You're not helping, like, you're not doing anything good. It's just, like, Jeb's whole campaign was just sad. It was just really sad. Like, you want to hug the guy. You want to give him a hug and a pat on the back and be like, it'll be okay, Jeb. It'll be okay. You could probably be governor of Florida again. Oh, poor Jeb. Poor turtle, man. So yeah, Cruz, I still feel slimy having voted for Cruz, but I did. And I'm not gonna sit there and deny it. It was just like everything about this election has been fucked up and wrong. There are no good candidates. I didn't vote for Cruz because I think he's the right man for the job or I think he's a good candidate. I voted for Cruz because I think he's less dangerous than those other three. I don't even have words. Lizard aliens from beyond the moon that would absolutely just fuck up the country beyond all recognition. At least Cruz looks like he'll try to keep the Constitution intact. I don't know. Like I say, I don't feel good about it. I'm not proud of it. But I'm not really ashamed of it either. Just casting my vote to try and keep Trump out of getting the Republican nomination. And I'm not really a conservative. I have a lot of opinions that agree with both conservatives and liberals. But both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are regressives. And I feel totally comfortable calling Bernie that because he's a fucking socialist. That socialism is a dirty fucking word. It's never worked before, and I don't know what makes his stupid ass or all of his retarded followers think that it'll work here. It's just not gonna. We have the track record, dude. We can tell where this is gonna go. We know where this is gonna go. You look at any socialist country in history. Hell, the other week, a guy was arrested in Venezuela for trying to fucking smuggle powdered milk into the country because people are fucking starving. But do you know what the socialist government of Venezuela is doing instead of feeding their people? They're rationing food, and they're going to install thumbprint or fingerprint scanners in their grocery stores to facilitate the rationing. Because socialism, it totally isn't about having government control of fucking everything. That's totally not. It's absolutely for the good of the people. For the proletariat, comrade. Yeah, piss off. Anyway. So I'm following Alex Jones on Twitter. Because Alex Jones has, like, a reputation as a crazy man. Like, a really fucking crazy, like, wild, crazy guy. And I thought his Twitter would just be, like, full of conspiracy theories. I thought it would be, like, the most entertaining fucking thing to read in years. But it's just, like, links to InfoWars. I thought that Alex Jones had, like, a personal Twitter that he used. That he would just say crazy shit on. And I was just like, okay, this will probably be entertaining. I'll probably get a couple of chuckles out of it. Nah, nothing. It was worthless. Don't follow Alex Jones on Twitter. It's worthless. Unless he starts actually using that Twitter as something other than a dump for links for InfoWars, it's worthless. Don't follow him. It's not worth it. I thought it was going to be fun, but no. He had to take it fucking seriously. Ugh. Let's see, how far into this are we? 36 minutes? I'd probably go another. A little. I would do this one, but this is kind of a long article here. Let me get one of the ones that I had up. We'll do a news thing for the last 20 minutes or so. Let's see. What's this archive link here? I don't remember half of this shit. I just kind of find good articles and I copy down the URL and put them in, and sometimes it's an archive link. Okay, so this is from oh wow, this is a couple months old at this point. Fuck it, we'll go ahead. Okay, so this is from The Feminist Current on January 7th of this year, 2016. And Megan Murphy. It's time to consider a curfew for men. And this is about cologne. Yeah. Okay. And the way this first sentence goes, I can't help but think that this is, like, not satire, but parody, I guess. Like, parody of feminism, or feminist thought. Because it says, you've had your chance, be penis ones, and you've blown it. I mean, how am I supposed to take you seriously after that? What you've proven time and time again is that you cannot be trusted to behave yourselves after dark. In Germany, about 1,000 men are reported to have arrived to the Cologne Cathedral area on New Year's Eve, intending to sexually assault and mug as many women as possible. The CBC reports some 121 women are reported to have been robbed, threatened, or sexually molested there by gangs of mostly drunk men between 18 and 35 years old while out celebrating. Similar attacks took place in Hamburg and Stuttgart as well. One victim told NTV in Germany, quote, at around 11 p.m., we were at the main train station and wanted to travel on to see the fireworks, and that was when we first noted all these men standing around. We managed to go into the cathedral and wanted to go past the Museum Ludwig. Ludwig? Is it Ludwig or Ludwig? It's spelled Ludwig, but I never got the pronunciation. German language is kind of weird to me. We wanted to go past the Museum Ludwig to join everyone and watch the fireworks by the river, but suddenly we were surrounded by a group of between 20 and 30 men. They were full of anger, and we had to make sure that none of us were pulled away by them. They were groping us, and we were trying to get away as quickly as possible. Another victim, named only as Katja L., told Der Express, quote, I was groped everywhere, it was a nightmare. Although we shouted and beat them, the guys did not stop. I was desperate and think I was touched around 100 times in 200 meters. Fortunately, I wore a jacket and trousers. A skirt would probably have been torn away from me. Practical clothes. Practical clothes. Gotta wear practical clothes. Tough jeans. Leather jacket. Real leather, not pleather. Pleather comes apart. I used to have a pleather jacket back in high school. It fell apart real easy. Real easy. It was ridiculous how easy it was to tear that thing up. It would get snagged and there would be these big fucking rips in it. That's how you can tell it's not real leather. Real leather is tough. After a series of assaults on campus at UBC, the general public, let's call them women, why don't we, were warned to remain extra vigilant of their surroundings and take every precaution to enhance their personal safety when walking alone at night, or alternatively, have a campus escort accompany them to their destination. Okay, well, let's call them women, yeah, because I'm sure that, you know, no guys got their ass beat in Cologne. I'm sure that didn't fucking happen. This reminds me of the Boko Haram thing, when Michelle Obama got up on her fucking moral posturing, virtue signaling high horse, and said, oh, bring back our girls! And yeah, guess how many girls that fucking hashtag slacktivist bullshit got back? Guess. But, the really sinister thing is, Boko Haram killed all the boys. They cut their throats with swords. They burned them alive in their beds. They locked an entire building full of boys and just lit it on fucking fire. And then they took the girls. Did you hear about that? No. No, you didn't. No, you didn't hear about that. Similarly, after the attacks in Germany, the mayor of Cologne, Henriette Reker, suggested keeping a certain distance of more than an arm's length from unknown men, and told women that they should go out and have fun, but they need to be better prepared, especially with the Cologne Carnival coming up. She went on to say that there will be online guidelines that these young women can read through to prepare themselves. Okay, well, I mean, that's not, like, that's not really bad advice, but keeping more than an arm's length from unknown men in a crowd that big... Are you fucking stupid? Has this bitch ever been in a crowd? Like, ever. Like, I go to a concert, even a concert without a mosh pit, and there's, like, dozens of people that I don't know within arm's reach of me at any given moment. I get the feeling this is one of those, like, so separate from, like, the plebs on the ground that she can't even fathom their situation. Like, a let-them-eat-cake moment. Even though that supposedly wasn't actually said by Marie Antoinette. The metaphor is still useful. Female students are under a constant threat on college campuses, afraid to walk home at night, raped at parties after the bar, and in their dorms. Despite the fact that male violence can and does happen at all hours, it is at night, walking to their cars, clutching their keys as they travel from the bus stop to their front doors, lying awake at night wondering what that sound is outside their windows, as well as during drunken celebrations like on New Year's Eve, or simply while out on a Friday night, when women often feel most fearful of attack. Feel most fearful. Well, I mean, there's, because typically men are more likely to be robbed or more likely to be attacked at night. Pretty much every single violent crime, including rape, happens more often to men. That's just kind of the way it is. But women feel more scared than men. They're more fearful of attack. They feel more fearful. So we care more about them. Because women are more valuable than men. Inherently. And that's not me being snarky about it. That's just like evolution. Women, you have to have... You can have one guy impregnate 10 women. Women are the reproductive bottleneck of the human species. They're more valuable than men, genetically speaking. Which is why whenever women feel more fearful of attack, whether or not they're actually more likely to be attacked... Something must be done, you know, and fuck the guys. They don't matter. There are solutions. A feminist revolution. Yeah, because that hasn't been going on for damn near half a century now. And it's been going great. Yeah, you guys have been doing awesome. Real consequences for men who rape, harass, and abuse. There are real consequences. It's called the fucking legal system. I mean, this thing in Cologne is not representative of men. It's these men. It's guys who are from a culture where this shit just doesn't happen. And they're given a lot of freedom and they don't really know how to fucking react to it. So they go crazy. It's like when you keep a dog in a kennel its whole life. And then you let the dog out into a field with a bunch of toys and it can just run wherever it wants. It fucking runs around in circles because it doesn't know what to do first. And that's kind of a bad analogy, but it sort of fits. I don't know. I'm congested. My brain's not working properly right now, which is why I probably shouldn't be doing this. But I will continue. I will blaze on this fucking trail and, you know, completely... railroad my reputation right into the fucking ground. Ensuring women are financially independent and that they are able to leave abusers safely. How does that help the women who were assaulted on New Year's? How does their financial independence and ability to leave abusers safely help them when they walk into a crowd of largely Muslim men? And these guys just assault them. A cultural shift that addresses male entitlement. Oh yeah, because women are never entitled to anything, right? The women never feel entitled. That's why, you know, at strip clubs with female strippers, there's a very strict don't touch the girls policy, and if you touch the girls without their fucking permission, a bouncer will grab you by your neck and throw your ass out the door. And in strip clubs with male strippers, men have to submit to being groped and fondled, and yeah, because women aren't entitled. No. I'm sorry, I skipped ahead. Porn culture. Oh, here we go on the attacks on porn. Japan. That's all you have to fucking say. Japan has the most insane porn in the world. It's, like, worse than Germany. No offense, Germans. I really like German culture and history and everything like that. It's a really, really fucking interesting, cool country. But y'all got some weird fucking porn over there. But anyway, yeah, Japan. Japan has the most, like, they literally sell rape porn. Like, it's not, like, actual rape, but there are games like Rape Play in Japan, where you play as a rapist. Like, that's the game! And that's really fucked up! And I can't believe that's an actual game, and that people play it. It's fucking, it blows my fucking mind. But they have almost no rape in their country per year. Like, almost none. Vanishingly small. Like, ridiculously low. That's all you need to blast out the porn culture thing. Japan. Look at Japan. Really, really liberal porn policies. As to what they're allowed to show over there. And no rape. Almost no rape. And the objectifying male gaze. Oh, God, this is so stupid. Like, terms like male gaze and toxic masculinity are worthless without the corollary of female gaze and toxic femininity. They are worthless. If you're not going to look at both sides of the coin and honestly appraise the human species as a whole, then you're worthless. Your opinion is worthless. An end to masculinity. Oh, because femininity has never hurt anything. Like those female guards in juvenile detention centers that sexually abuse and groom young men. You know, that's not femininity. That's not femininity being bad. And more broadly, gendered socialization that says men are actors, whereas women are passive recipients of men's action. That is, the idea that men are to get sex from women, which positions coercion as a normal and experienced part of heterosexual relations. All of that. God, this... Why don't you just, like, lead an attack on human nature? That's essentially what she's doing here. Just attacking human nature. Specifically male human nature. And there is a male nature and a female nature. But... specifically, just attack male human nature, period. Just, men are evil. Men are the fucking devil. Like Christina Hoff Sommer said, this is that school of feminism that's like, women are from Venus and men are from hell. This is honestly almost as damaging as Islam. All of that would help. But while we're working on that, with little help even from liberal feminists who claim a desire to end rape culture, which doesn't exist... except in certain countries that are not Western. Something they mysteriously separate from all the rest of that stuff. There's lots of links in this, and I'm not clicking any of them. what are women to do? How long will it take for generations of men to shed the deeply ingrained notions that women's bodies are for them, and that sex is one of their natural born rights as men? See, that's the thing, is that men don't have that view. Psychopaths have that view. And, like, 99% of your average men are not psychopaths. Men just like women. It's a biological imperative to fuck. That's just the way we're built. Women have it too. That's why you see all of these Tumblr fangirls going fucking crazy over, like, Benedict Cumberbatch or Chris Hemsworth. I mean, and honestly, I can't really blame him. I mean, Chris Hemsworth is a total fucking hottie. I mean, have you seen that guy without his fucking shirt on? Jesus Christ. Anyway. Anyway. Particularly when progressive and even other so-called feminists are fighting tooth and nail to ensure men continue to believe that sex is a right, not a privilege. Oh my God. Like I said, that's psychopaths. That's rapists. Not your average man. Your average man doesn't think that sex is a right. Jesus Christ, these people are so, like, ignorant of human psychology, it's painful. In the meantime, women live in fear, because they choose to live in fear. Honestly, if women just fucking manned up and dealt with it, and took a fucking karate class, get a gun, get some knuckle duster, get some pepper spray and a taser, learn how to defend yourself, you wouldn't have to live in fear. You'd be able to fucking handle it. I've seen plenty of videos of females that are trained in, like, Muay Thai that just absolutely destroy guys twice their size. Like, fucking, like, lay them out on the concrete cold. Like, that dude ain't moving. Like, call the fucking ambulance. He ain't getting up. Like, learn how to fight. It's not really that hard. You're going to have to put some work into it, but you can do it. And then you won't have to live in fear anymore, because you'll be able to handle your fucking self. We are attacked by large groups of drunk, aggressive men while ringing in the new year. We double lock all our doors and windows, but still can't sleep at night. Wow, you're a paranoid fuck, aren't you? Like, that's not healthy. This chick needs to see a psychologist. Like, she needs to get mental help, because this level of paranoia is not healthy. And the bad thing is that she's trying to instill this in other women. Like, she's trying to make other women as mentally ill as she is. And it's fucking disgusting that she's pulling that crap. Like, how little do you think of women? That you try to make them victims, and you try to make them paranoid, and you try to make them fear men like this. We fear those who drive us home at night. In the meantime, we are not safe, and most men are given free rein to behave however they wish, as most men who rape, harass, and abuse are not punished. I notice that there's no citation there. You're willing to give citations for everything else, like the first three quarters of this article has at least two, if not three or four, citations and links in every single paragraph. But this part, men who rape, harass, and abuse are not punished. Strangely, no citation. I'm just gonna assume that she pulled that one out of her ass. That she's a lying bitch. While, yes, men are violent during the day, and while, yes, a curfew would not resolve the problem of patriarchy. This bitch actually believes in patriarchy. Well, I mean, of course she does. She's a feminist. They're all crazy. And male violence against women. It does, in a way, address entitlement and privilege. While, in some ways, my argument here began facetiously, the more I consider the idea of a curfew for men, the more it makes sense. Why should men, if they have proven time and time again that they cannot, will not, leave women alone, stop harassing, raping, drugging, stalking, catcalling, groping, flashing, be permitted to move about freely in this world? We, women, are the ones who suffer and who feel afraid. Okay, I'm going to do a little thought experiment here, okay? I'm going to replace the word, I'm going to read this again, and I'm going to replace the word men with Jews, And I'm going to replace the... Or even better. Even better. I'm going to replace the word men with blacks. And I'm going to replace the word women with whites. And we're just going to see how this reads. So you tell me if this sounds like a reasonable woman. Or if this sounds like something out of Mein Kampf or Stormfront. While yes, blacks are violent during the day, and while yes, a curfew would not resolve the problems of blackness and black violence against whites, it does, in a way, address entitlement and privilege. While in some ways my argument here began facetiously, the more I consider the idea of a curfew for blacks, the more it makes sense. Why should blacks, if they have proven time and time again that they cannot, will not, leave whites alone, stop harassing, raping, drugging, stalking, catcalling, groping, flashing, be permitted to move about freely in this world? We, whites, are the ones who suffer and who feel afraid. Now, does that sound like a perfectly reasonable argument about the safety of one group of people over another? Or does that sound like something out of Stormfront to you? I'll let you make up your own mind. And who is it we fear? Is it other women? Is it ghosts? Okay, yes, sometimes if you're me, it is ghosts, but only while sleeping in large old creaky houses. Alright, look, bitch. If you want to be taken seriously, or if you want to be facetious, pick. Pick one. Is it a genderless, faceless, bodiless being? No, it is a male. A male with a penis that he may or may not use as a weapon. Because women never rape. That just doesn't happen. Legally! What real impact would a curfew have, you might ask? Certainly it would send a message that we are taking men's behavior seriously, and that it is no longer acceptable. Certainly it would allow women to move about more safely at night. On campus, in their homes, at bars, at bus stops. Certainly, it would name the problem. It would say unequivocally, the problem is you, men. You are the problem, and therefore it is you who must be stopped. And this doesn't read like hate speech. Now, personally, I think that the idea of hate speech is ridiculous. I don't think that should be a legal definition. I don't think hate speech... Well, I think hate speech exists in a colloquial form, but I don't think anyone should be punished for it. You should be allowed to say whatever you want, no matter how bigoted or horrible it is. But what does it say about this woman that she's looking at an entire gender of people, an entire demographic made up of all kinds of different races and religions and people of different mental stabilities and saying, you're all the problem and we need to address you and name you as the problem and it is you who must be stopped because you are the problem. Like, how fucked up is this bitch? Think of it as a mass grounding for men. After a designated period of time, we'll allow them back on the streets after dark to see how it goes. If the sexual assaults and harassment continue, well, it's back to the curfew. I mean, really, they asked for it. Okay. Like, this is really funny to me, because in my experience, it's women who act like children, and in most cases, deserve grounding. Like, I mean, look at all of the entire entitlements and subsidizations of negative female behavior that women clamored for. Like, we want the right to vote. We know it's a privilege for men and we don't want to be drafted, but we want the right to vote. Okay, you can have the right to vote and you don't have to be drafted just in case we have a draft. You don't have to be. That's fine. You know, they have all of the rights, none of the responsibility. But men are the ones who act like children. You know, men sacrifice and see beyond themselves and work to help others and sustain other people. And women can't see past the bridge of their nose. And I mean, I'm not talking like all men and all women, of course not. But if you want to talk demographics here, men pay the majority of taxes. Men earn the majority of money. Women spend the most money. Women get the most in government benefits. there are no sexual assault clinics for men. There are no domestic violence shelters for men. I'm telling you, go Google it right now. You will not find them. There might be one in the entire continent of North America, Canada included. Might be one. But no, yeah, you're right. Men are entitled. Fucking cunt. Anyway, yeah, that's about all I got today. I actually made it a good hour. I'm sorry if this was all over the place. My brain's not working properly because I'm fucking sick. I think I kept it together all right. But yeah, so let's do the shilling right quick before the end. Let's see. You guys can find me at the YouTube page, of course. Subscribe if you want a podcast every Saturday, an audiobook chapter every Monday, and a narration every Wednesday. I'm also on Twitter and Tumblr at JimFear138 on Twitter and at JimFear138.tumblr.com. I have a Bandcamp, which is JimFear138.bandcamp.com, which is if you want to get albums for $5 or singular narrations for $1, then that's how you can support me financially if you want. Just if you want. All of that stuff goes up on YouTube too. I also have a SoundCloud. All of this stuff is linked in the description. So there's the SoundCloud. You can find the link to the article here that I'm reading. It's an archive.is link. And yeah, check out laughablydapper.com. And there is now an official Tumblr. I think it's laughablydapperentertainment.tumblr.com. And there's also a SoundCloud for Laughably Dapper, so go to SoundCloud and look that up. And yeah, follow all that stuff. And thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys stopping by and putting up with my sick non-drunk ass. This is what happens when I don't drink, guys. I just ramble disconnectedly about all kinds of shit. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I love y'all very much, and I will catch y'all next week. Peace out.